Brownsville at large, District 4 is booming with Commissioner Pedro Cardenas. Season 2, Episode 2. District 4's redevelopment and long-term transformation take center stage in the latest episode of Brownsville at large. Commissioner Tino Villarreal Jr. sits down with District 4 Commissioner Pedro Cardenas to discuss the projects reshaping one of Brownsville's most active areas, from affordable housing and historic restorations to major street reconstruction, downtown planning, and mobility improvements. The conversation highlights how infrastructure, housing, parks, trails, and future connectivity are helping position downtown and surrounding neighborhoods for the city's next era of growth. From historic building restorations to major street reconstructions, Commissioner Pedro Cardenas joins me to break down one of the most active moments in Brownsville's growth. In this episode, we dive into White Heavy Checkmark Buena Vista Neighborhood, $65 million in new affordable housing, senior units, and homes for survivors of domestic violence, White Heavy Checkmark the restored Samano Building, historic preservation plus new studio apartments plus a BCIC-supported grocery store, White Heavy Checkmark Downtown Renaissance Master Plan, unified vision for streets, lighting, riverfront, mobility, and business recruitment, White Heavy Checkmark the wastewater modernization project, unsexy but critical infrastructure that unlocks future housing and development, White Heavy Checkmark Old Highway 77 full reconstruction, drainage, sidewalks, lighting, and safer mobility for residents and visitors, White Heavy Checkmark Nightlife and Mobility, BTX Connect Shuttle, parking solutions, alley activations, and a more walkable downtown, White Heavy Checkmark West Rail Trail and federally approved 4th International Bridge, how North Brownsville and downtown connect for the next 10 to 25 years. We also talk about parks, trails, shade, lighting, and why long-term planning matters for families who want to build their future right here in Brownsville.